If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've talked baseball with Buster Olney. Talked NBA playoffs with Trenny Kuznarek and Jarrett Sutton. I don't know what the hell we talked about with Gary Lezak. So if anyone figured that out, tweet at me.
Volcanoes and floods.
Okay. Those are two of the things. There's a lot of stuff in there. But I know what we're going to talk about with Matt Derrick, and that's football.
Yeah.
You can follow him on Twitter. Matt Derrick is his handle. And read his work at ChiefsDigest.com. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing? You're making me hungry. I need some chocolate chip pancakes or something.
Well, come on out here to Pega's American Family Restaurant, Johnson Drive and Neiman, and I'll buy you breakfast. But first, you must tell me, are you responsible for that hidden camera footage of Sammy Watkins making one-handed catches yesterday at practice? I know media was not allowed in there, but did you fly a drone over practice by any chance and take those videos?
I wish it were me. I wish it was. And you know it wasn't me, because if I had done it, it wouldn't quite look like it had been smuggled through Afghanistan or something. That was some pretty shaky kind of video and everything. But, hey, somebody got it, so we got to see something from OTAs.
We were all excited, along with the rest of Chiefs fans, looking for any footage of the of this new Chiefs offense. But you'll get a chance to see it. It's going to be open to media today, and there's going to be some media availability. And so let's start there. You're going out to watch. This is the third OTA practice this week, but the first one open to the media. What will you be looking for besides the easy answer of Patrick Mahomes? What are you most excited about watching today out at OTAs?
Well, I really want to see what they're doing on defense. And I'll tell you what, because that was the thing that stood out to me a little bit on those Watkins videos, is looking at it. Is I think he did get a little bit of a glimpse about maybe what the future is going to be. This little bit of a two-man front with, two edge rushers. And, we saw, Bob Sutton did a lot of that at the end of last season out of kind of desperation. But I really think that with the moves they made this offseason and everything, we might see a lot more of that. I think that we are going to see a little bit more of trying to get a pass rush with generating it off. They got some edge rushers that they believe in, with Houston, with Speaks. If Ford's healthy, you got him. So there's really not a reason, to maybe, try what worked for them at the end of last season. They just didn't have the personnel to really execute it. But I tell you what, you get a two-man defensive in front and you get the two edge rushers going. I think that's a quality enough pass rush to get with four guys up front, and I'm interested to see if it's something that we're just going to see a lot more of.
How do you see the cornerback situation shaking out? Because I think we're all interested, obviously, with Marcus Peters gone and then the trade of Fuller coming to the Chiefs, what positions those guys are going to shake out in. What are your thoughts on that position group?
Yeah, I think that's really intriguing, too, because there's a lot of different directions they could go. I mean, there's still a lot to prove. I mean, we don't know, with David Amerson, we don't know if he's really a starting corner anymore. He's had a rough couple of seasons. He's got something to prove. I think there's reason to believe that with what the Chiefs want to do scheme-wise, it's going to fit what he can do well with the press man situation. So maybe it's going to work, but I'm really intrigued to see how they utilize those three guys. I mean, Kendall Fuller's going to be in there. Obviously, Steven Nelson thinks going to be at the top of that rotation. If Amerson fits in there, does he come in as the third corner, and then you kick either Nelson or Fuller inside? That seems to make the most sense, but we'll see what they do. But they've got some young corners that they need to look at as well. I think there's a drop-off, certainly, as far as production goes and what people have proven so far. But we need to see what some of these young guys can do. They've got some journeymen that have been around for a while, your Will Redmonds, your Keith Reesers. But Tremont Smith and Arian Spring, these young guys, I want to see them. I want to see what they can do up against, real NFL talent.
And when we had you on during rookie minicamp, you were among several people that raved about Trevon Smith, the sixth round pick, the corner that the Chiefs drafted, and we're all curious to see how he develops as the offseason goes on. But the guy that so many people keep bringing up as a wild card on this defense is Dee Ford. Dee Ford has an opportunity to go out and make himself a whole bunch more money if he has a big season this year. They just need him to be able to stay on the field and get to the quarterback. He's never going to be great against the run. That's just not what he is. But what he can do when healthy is get to the quarterback, and that's what the Chiefs need. What is your level of confidence that we could see a productive Dee Ford on the field this year?
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 6 might be kind of high. Maybe it's a little bit too optimistic, but I think that's about the most you could hope for. I mean, you know, the Chiefs point to him and say, hey, you know, he had this really nice, you know, stretch back in 2016 when he was healthy and everything. But, you know, for his 4 years in Kansas City, that's really been the only stretch. I mean, he had a 6 game that were really pretty nice. And other than that, it's been a lot of inconsistency. And, you know, health has certainly been an issue with it, too. But you're right. I mean, you know, we need to see something. And I am intrigued. I mean, if they can get him into a defensive scheme where all they're asking him to do is go after the quarterback, that's what he does best. And if that's what, you know, they're really going to try and do and try and minimize his, you know, his playing the run game and not ask him to do as much of that and just ask him to go after the quarterback, I mean, that's what his game is built for. And if healthy, if he can get back to that form that we saw in the first half of 2016 when he looked pretty good, you know, that's what the Chiefs need. I mean, the pass rushes was just anemic last year, and it's been really inconsistent now for 2 seasons. So it's got to pick up this year.
Well, so much of it seems to depend, too, on if Breeland Speaks can be that versatile player that we've talked about that can play outside in early down situations and play inside in passing down situations. At that position, how quickly is it fair to expect a guy to step in to be able to contribute?
You know, I think that's one of the positions, you know, this power rusher position is the one that you can step in immediately and make a big impact. Now, the catch is that, you know, if they're going to ask him to do some things that he hasn't done before, which is, you know, dropping back in coverage and playing the run a little bit more, that's not what he's done. I mean, he's for all intents and purposes, he's been a 4-3 defensive end and in college. And it is going to be a little bit different. I mean, they're going to ask him a little bit more. In how much they ask of him, that's the real question. You know, if he's going to be a 3-down linebacker, or if, you know, he's going to have to be able to drop back occasionally. He's going to have to play the run a little bit more. And, you know, and that was something that certainly, you know, Dee Ford struggled with at first, was playing the run. I mean, I think that's what kept him off the field kind of a little bit early in his career. So if he can prove that he can handle those things, he's going to get more playing time. But as a pure power edge rusher, I mean, his game is a little bit different than, you know, Houston's and Ford's, and it's something that they need on the field. So if he can just play as a pure pass rusher, he's going to get playing time.
We're joined by Matt Derrick. You can read his work at ChiefsDigest.com. OTAs for the Chiefs continue today, and the biggest fear for any football team, Matt, is a devastating injury during OTAs, really any time, but when a guy gets hurt in non-contract drills before you can even make it to training camp, well, that's just a kick in the stomach, and that's what happened to the Chargers with their tight end Hunter Henry, out for the year with a torn ACL this week. And I've seen that has been a pretty sexy pick from a lot of national pundits that the Chargers are the team that's going to win the West. I'm just curious, before that injury, based on what happened in free agency and the draft and who's coming back, who did you declare as the favorite in the West, and how much of an impact do you think does the Hunter Henry injury have to the Chargers?
Well, I definitely think the AFC West is a two-team race. It's the Chiefs and the Chargers. And I'm giving the edge to the Chiefs. It's not a big edge, but there was an edge going into it. Yeah, and that injury hurts. It absolutely does. You know, and the Chargers, good grief, they've just been so snake bit the last few seasons with injuries and everything. You wonder if it's ever going to stop. If it ever does, I mean, if their luck ever changes, they're going to put together a pretty good run because they're really owed some good breaks after the last few years. But I think it changes them a little bit. But, you know, that team is still, they've got a defense that's on the rise. They've got a really good front seven. That's going to keep you in ball games. And last year, I mean, Rivers had a really good year. I mean, struggled a little bit against the Chiefs on that first game of the season, but you know, this is a good looking team. I mean, there's a lot to like. I mean, they've got some holes, and hey, that injury is going to be a big blow. But you know, I think it's something that they can't overcome. And especially since, you know, hey, the Chiefs are in a little bit of a transition here. I mean, maybe the Chargers can't catch them. I think it's still going to be a close race between those two teams.
Why don't you think the Raiders and Broncos will be a part of that race?
The Broncos, I think, just I don't know what they are. I mean, especially defensively, they're just not the same. They've still got some work to do there, and I'm not sure that they've got the coaching on the defensive side to be competitive. And offensively, you know, quarterback, they're just still a mess. They're just trying to figure their way out. I think they'll probably be better than they were last year. They're almost bound to be, but I don't see them being leaps and bounds better. And the Raiders, they seem like an up and coming team. And you know, last year was a bad year for them. I mean, they had a lot of bad breaks. But I'm not believing in John Gruden. I'm not a buyer in what they're doing out there. I think they've made a lot of somewhat questionable personnel moves. So they could surprise me, but I just don't think they're going in the right direction.
Okay, so I think this is a legitimate question. I'd like to hear Matt, Nate, and Jake all give their opinions here as we start close out this first week of OTAs. So the Chiefs have a new quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. The Broncos have a new quarterback in Case Keenum. The Raiders have David Carr, who they're hoping is going to be a new quarterback under John Gruden, and then the old standby, Phillip Rivers. Rank them 1 to 4 as far as who you think is going to have the best season to the worst season, the quarterback power rankings in the AFC West going into this season, based on not what's happened in the past, because you can't really go on that with Mahomes, but what you think is going to happen on the field this year.
Man, that's a tough one, but you know what? I probably would say Rivers, Mahomes, probably Keenum, then Carr. And I think the top two
are David
Carr,
of course, Derek Carr.
I think the bottom two are pretty close. Yeah, I'm sorry, you did Derek Carr. Yeah, I think the top two are pretty close.
I said David Carr, but he's good on TV. Whatever. Go ahead, Matt.
Too many cars.
Right.
Yeah, I think the top two are going to be pretty close, and I think the bottom two will be pretty close, but I think that's the way. That's how I'd probably go. Rivers and Mahomes.
What criteria are we going off of here? Yards, touchdowns.
Overall, you can say. I mean, what rating do you like best? You want to say rating? You want
QBR?
You know, I don't want to just say. I don't want to say touchdown passes because you could have a boatload of interceptions. So, especially if your Carr or Mahomes, they could have a lot of interceptions, but still throw for a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. Just maybe best overall statistical year, whatever you want to use as a barometer.
Right, because it is tough because like Phillip Rivers, I would think he'll put up some amazing statistics. You know, like he threw for 4,500 yards last year and 28 touchdowns, yet he was well below Alex Smith when it comes to QB rating. I'm gonna come across as such a ridiculous, stupid homer, and I realize he's a
Do it.
First year, I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes. I just think the offense, he's got the best weapons around him. In my opinion, by far. He's got the fastest receiver in the NFL. He's got the best pass-catching tight end in the NFL. He's got one of the top five young running backs in the NFL who can also catch passes. And they've added another speed merchant on the other side, and he's got a decent offensive line. So I think his statistics are going to be – I think they're going to be enormous this year. Maybe I hate doing that because it's like I feel like I'm building up the expectations for him to fall. I think that Phillip Rivers will still throw for close to 4,500 yards, so he'll be right there. I'll put Derek Carr right behind those guys, and I'll put Case Keenum a distant fourth.
Okay, so how about this for Jake? We'll spin it differently. Fantasy quarterbacks, rank them in the AFC West, 1-4.
I will go Rivers. This is the tough one because for me,
not that easy, is it, Jake?
No, the middle two. It's the Carr Mahomes is what gets me stuck because I think by a long race, I think Keenum is the worst out of the four. I think last year was a bit of an aberration. I think we forget how bad he actually sucked in Houston and then St. Louis and how he didn't really have a shot. Well, I mean, he played 9 games in L.A. and just was very mediocre at best. And, you know, last year erases a lot of that, and he got paid for Denver. And so, for me, Keenum's last, Rivers is first, and then Carr or Mahomes, I guess just for the wild card, I'd say Mahomes just because the homer factor and the question mark. He's got a clean slate. We know
weapons. Don't forget about those weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Derek Carr has some decent weapons out in Oakland too. 10 receiver out there. And so I will say it's close in the middle. And I will, just because I'm in Kansas City and I'm a Chiefs fan, I'll say Patrick Mahomes, 2 p.m. will be the second best, and Derek Carr third. And like I said, Keenum a distant fourth. I can't wait to watch Denver, because I think Matt said it. We have no idea what we have with Denver on really either side of the ball. And I just have a feeling. I have a feeling that the Broncos fans are just waiting for Keenum to fail, and they'll jump all over him.
Matt Derrick has been our guest. Matt, tell everyone what you're working on and where they can read your work as OTAs continue out at Arrowhead.
Yeah, you can find everything at ChiefsDigest.com, and I'm Matt Derrick on Twitter. We got an OTAs today, so there will be a lot of updates. We'll have as much as we can on there with what we'll hear from Andy Reid, we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes and a few other players, so we'll have everything we can on there, so feel free to check it out.
Matt, would you like to be in a fantasy football league with Jake by any chance?
Ooh, well, being in a league with Jake would be awesome, but I've almost sworn off fantasy football because I'm just so tired of dealing with it on Sunday mornings and worrying about my roster and everything. It's just too much for me to handle, man.
I don't know if awesome is the word I would use to describe it with Jake.
No, it would be awesome.
What word would you use, Nate? What word would you use? Nate?
Grueling. Grueling.
Grueling?
Just looking at how much time Jake and his friends spend on their draft and things like that, it just seems like a grueling process.
Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of league. Which league are you talking about? We're That's talking true. About a redraft league?
How many
not
leagues
that
are you in
right.
now?
Here we go.
Six, probably.
So, okay,
I mean,
Cole,
I got
Matt,
two dynasty
six,
leagues.
Probably.
Okay, Matt, you said you don't like to spend the time on Sunday mornings, and you think that's the problem here. It's not just Sunday mornings.
Right.
It's Wednesday mornings.
It's everything
it's
else.
Thursday mornings. Right. How many hours do you put in, Jake, if you were to punch a card into fantasy football in season?
Well, it's part of my job, right? Right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, but if you'd like to say that.
A couple hours a day, probably. Just throw in some reading and then kind of.
No. 4 hours a day is what I'll say, based on what I see from you.
On average?
I know. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's tough to compete against, man. That's tough.
Probably, I guess.
It is.
Because as you get deeper into the year, you know, the time increases. That's
unbelievable work ethic when it comes to fantasy football. He puts more time in than anyone. That's why he's a champ.
That's why you get paid.
See? Matt, thank you very much for the time. We look forward to talking to you throughout the football season.
Absolutely. Great talking to you guys.
Matt does not want to be in a league with Jake. He's very polite with his wording, but he had no interest in that whatsoever.
Hey, we'll turn him by the end of the year. Right?
Nate, what do you think? I think he's being nice, you know?
I thought so, too.
It's intimidating, I think, to people when they hear Jake and his threats and things like that.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, like, I would never want to participate in a league that Jake is in because I know how much more seriously he will take it and how much more invested he will be in it, and I know I'm not going to be that invested. So, you know, you gotta
much different approach from Nate. Nate, sometimes he puts his lineup in, sometimes, you know, whatever.
That goes hurt.
I think I remember.
Oh, well.
I think I put in a full lineup every single week this past season.
Good for you. That's progress.
I'm really proud of myself.
Not being sarcastic.
That's good?
That's progress.
That's good.
I think I did. I think there might have been one time where I didn't realize that, like, my kicker was on a bye, like, going into, like, and then it was too late or something like that. That might have happened once. But
usually get bit by the Thursday game. That's what comes up and bites you.
That's why I hate Thursday. Honestly, that's why I hate Thursday night football. I don't want to be. I don't want to be dealing with this on Thursday morning. I want to be dealing with this on Friday, you know, or Saturday.
Hear that, Jake? You didn't want to deal with it on Thursday, you know.
How many leagues does he? You win last year?
My body clock in the fall and winter is programmed to Sunday as football. Sunday is the NFL, not Thursday. Thursday's for Thanksgiving.
Wrong. Every day is NFL in the fall. Every day is
too
NFL.
Too much.
No. Not enough. More.
Okay.
More. Give me more.
What are we going to do?
One more.
You come out here to Pega's American Family Restaurant and see how alarmed I am by this conversation. We're at Johnson Drive right off of Neiman. Mention 810. You get $2 off any item off the menu. And so come out. And do we still have any tickets left? Pair of tickets still to go see Kenzie Morrison, son of Tommy Morrison, fight at T-Bone Stadium on Saturday night. There'll be MMA action, kickboxing, some boxing out at T-Bone Stadium, outdoors on Saturday night. We're going to take a break. Nate, who's coming up next, please?
Katie Witham. She's going to be with us. I'm just going to keep using that pun that I stole from you, basically. She is the host and sideline reporter for FS1 coverage of MLS as they will be carrying the Sporting Kansas City Columbus Crew game on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Again, we are taking suggestions for Nate Buchady's catchphrase that he'll use on national TV on FS1 on Sunday. Right now, Yahtzee. What else is it? What else?
Oh,
is the
baby,
top
what a goal.
Yeah. Oh, baby, what a goal.
Yeah. Sal keeps trying to get – he is not letting go of the idea of the ting-tang, walla walla bing bang.
You know what?
Right.
That could
stick. That's a top five.
That could stick.
Yeah. I remember when I did Kansas City Attack indoor games with Nick Vassos, one of the things he would say if a ball hit the post, he'd say, ding dong off the post.
That's not good.
Well, that's his. I can't steal that, but maybe there's something like that.
Here, I got one for you. Awesome one. You say, happy hour, bar music. It's off the post, off the bar.
Yeah. How about this one? Check this one out. Drake suggested this one. How about this one?
Like someone hits it off the
post. Wow. Wow.
No, wow's already been taken.
Yeah.
That's already been taken.
Yeah, someone already has
it's,
that.
Do you understand? That's homage.
No.
You're paying tribute.
Homage.
How about this? You combine Dave Armstrong and Mitch and Kevin Harlan. Wow. Oh, baby, what a hammer down.
No way, baby. I'm holding on to the meat.
How about that one?
I'll think about it.
Right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Back after this on WHB.